Rodin was first and foremost a modeler and not a stonemason. He modeled his figures in clay on a wood and metal frame. The work was then given to the caster, the specialist who made the mold, which produced one or more plasters in exact imitation of the modeling. Rodin always demanded several moldings of the same work in order to modify it or reuse it as he pleased, according to his needs. In the case of the three shades, he placed three identical molds in such a way as to offer three different points of view of the figure. In this technique of multiplication, which Rodin used frequently, repetition of the figure gave rhythm to the whole. The technique is reminiscent of photographic experiments of the day, like those of Étienne Jules Marais or Muybridge, who analyzed movement through a series of photographs. Rodin made the three shades to sit at the summit of the gates of hell. Initially, he had planned to place Adam and Eve on each side of the gates, an idea he abandoned in favor of the three shades. Nevertheless, the figures preserve the afflicted posture of Adam, which you can see in this gallery. They are the condemned souls of Dante, who stand by the gates of hell and say, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here." With their stooped heads and hands pointing downwards, the shades watch the dramatic spectacle unfolding below them. This despondency, this pose of suffering, is incontestably reminiscent of Michelangelo.